This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. After focusing so heavily on the sights and sounds of Bobby Jindal's big announcement, it's time to look at some of the reactions. Even before the announcement, there was the so-called spy cam video in which Bobby and Supriya told their kids about the White House run.
If we move into the White House, you can have a puppy.
Really? Yay. Can I bring out the puppy?
Newsweek called it odd and awkward. Rolling Stone called it creepy. PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, sent Bobby a letter urging the Jindals choose a shelter dog for the children. One of the major moments in Jindal's speech was declaring,
"We can repeal Obamacare, and we will repeal Obamacare."
Less than 24 hours later, the U.S. Supreme Court handed down the King versus Burwell decision, upholding the Affordable Care Act. As President Obama put it,
"The Affordable Care Act is here to stay."
Some of the harshest reaction came to this part of Jindal's speech.
"I am done with all this talk about hyphenated Americans. We are not Indian Americans, African Americans, Irish Americans. We are all Americans."
That sparked a firestorm on Twitter, started in India under the hashtag Bobby Jindal is so white.
Bobby Jindal is so white that he mispronounces his name.
Bobby Jindal is so white that he has to be washed separately in warm water.
Bobby Jindal is so white that when asked if he's Indian, he says, "Yes, I'm 1/16th Cherokee."
Jindal wasted no time getting out of town, spending Thursday on the campaign trail in New Hampshire. But he'll be back hosting a $2,700 per person fundraiser in Baton Rouge Saturday night. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group. Governmental Relations, Strategic Planning, and Public Relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.